For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. That, my friends, is Psalms 37:17, our scripture for today.
Father, you have drawn me near to you because of the precious blood of Christ my Savior. Lord, I know that the wicked will perish and that you uphold your children, and I thank you for that, Father. I will wait before you, Lord. I will be refreshed and renewed in your holy presence. Savior, breathe your likeness into me. Take full possession of me, my thoughts, my heart, my whole life. Amen.
Our thought for today is, think of what it truly means to die to self and live in Christ. More of Him and less of you, precisely what the world should see. Oh, it sounds so easy, but we humans are so filled with self, even for this old pastor. So many times my old self wants to raise its head, and I have to keep my eyes on that cross, on my Jesus.
Today's action, fill a small bowl up with water. Now add some sugar to it. Stir it until the sugar is dissolved. Can you remove the sugar? When you dwell in God's presence, you will begin to take on His nature. The more time you spend with Him, either in prayer or quietly waiting before Him, the more you become like Him. His nature becomes as surely a part of yours as the sugar does the waters. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, reading from verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. I'd like to read you a true story about George Washington. A rider on horseback many years ago came across a squad of soldiers who were trying to move a heavy piece of timber. A corporal stood by, giving lordly orders to heave, heave, heave. But the piece of timber was a trifle too heavy for the squad. "Why don't you help them?" asked the quiet man on the horse, addressing the important corporal. "Me? You've got to be joking. Why, I'm a corporal, sir." Dismounting, the stranger carefully took his place with the soldiers. "Now, all together, boys, heave," he said, and the big piece of timber slid into place. The stranger mounted his horse and addressed the corporal. "The next time you have a piece of timber for your men to handle, corporal, send for the commander in chief." That horseman was George Washington.